Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can also catch us anywhere you get your favorite podcast. It is 68 degrees at 410 here on this Tuesday, August 26th, 2025. Last week of summer here, and I know the weather sometimes doesn't feel like it, but the sun was shining today. A little storm's moving through the area, but not widespread. And it's going to be a nice, cool evening. Great for sleeping. It's Tuesdays, though, so it's time for Tuesdays with Tommy. Tommy Marquez, a Navy veteran for many years, senior staffer in Congress, and now he helps us navigate that veteran system to let the veterans out there know the programs that are available to them and what's going on in their atmosphere. Tommy, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Rob, especially on such a busy, important news day. I am surprised that I made it on the show knowing now that Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are engaged. I thought you were going to have round-the-clock coverage.
Yeah, you're actually the first time it's been mentioned on this show, Tommy. Thanks for that. My producer is throwing things in his office now, Jake. Made me promise that we would not discuss that, but here we are.
I tell you, the amount of people losing their mind about this, I have a message for you if you are one of those individuals. Get help. Get help, because it doesn't matter. It really does not matter. What I love about your show is it's the news and information that people actually need in their lives, not junk like that.
Hey, all I know is her next album, if they break up, is going to be lit.
That is literally what I was thinking. Her next album is going to be her best work yet. I just know that. But I wish those two kids the best of luck.
My husband left me for football. Football?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, it's kind of funny you were talking about AI with your last caller, and it's ironic. I think there's a glitch in the matrix. I was just talking to somebody about AI at the VA, and we're seeing an unbelievable technology just advancement in the VA that hasn't been there previously. Even with the first Trump administration, we did not see technology moving at the rate that it's moving now. And I'll give you guys an example. Any of you who've ever seen my video on social media of how I actually got a job working in Congress is because I was missing a check for my mileage for going to a VA appointment. That process used to take 45 days to 6 months. And it was very cumbersome, and it was a lot of paperwork. It was really dumb. It was just hard to do. Well, the VA just announced today that eligible veterans who are using VA healthcare and have an appointment and they want to file for mileage reimbursement, they are now, get ready for this, able to do so on the VA mobile app. Yeah, so now the VA is going to be like every other insurance, having an app that works and allows you to do things. Previously, the VA mobile app, it was flawed with errors under the Obama regime. And to be fair, there was not a lot of mobile apps at the time during his administration. It was just rolling out. Under the first Trump administration, it got a little bit better. We saw some advancement, but it was still flawed, and it did not allow you to do a lot of things. It allowed you to just see information as it came in. Now we're seeing a huge leap where you're going to be able to actually apply for so many things, like make an appointment. All sorts of other stuff is coming down the line, but this is one of those first steps where you're going to be able to submit mileage-only travel reimbursement claims for the VA right on your app, and it's going to pay people a lot quicker. When I was working in Congress, Rob, I had, I think, probably, I want to say a couple hundred cases of people who never got their mileage, and I think about 60-70% was my success rate on getting them their reimbursement. A lot of the times, they had to just reapply altogether because their applications for reimbursement were just completely lost, and we had to submit them. And it's funny, they never lost any applications when it came from a member's office, a member of Congress, I should say. So this is actually, while not the biggest story, I think, though, this is going to be a huge moment in history for veterans, because what I think we're going to see is in the next 3 years, a huge technological jump at the VA. This is the first thing that's going to happen. They're going to roll this out. I am predicting, based on conversations I've had with high-ranking people at the VA, eventually we're going to go to AI, being able to do veterans' claims and benefits, and I think it's going to be significantly reduce the backlog. I think the backlog will be a thing where we all sit around and be like, I remember when there was a backlog and you had to wait for your claim. I think we're going to start seeing results on those kind of benefits being done in hours, if not minutes, in the very, very near future. And I'm super excited for it. If you have more questions on this, I'm telling everyone to go to the website at the VA. You can go to www.news.va.gov, and you're going to be able to find out a lot more information about the VA doing this rollout. I think it's going to be good. It's about time we got with all the apps and the features that are available on our iPhones. And still, we have to provide care for those older veterans, right, Rob, who don't want to use those, new technological advancements. We'll still have the old systems in place there. But I think it's time that we start moving the VA towards this new generation of technology.
Yeah, and more, even the older generation is starting to become more and more adapt to these iPhones and these supercomputers in the palm of my hand. So I could see more and more using it.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I kind of want to touch on another story that came out, Rob. It's a lot of misinformation, and some of the facts are very, very limited on this case about an Army reservist who is being separated from his role, in the reserves because of his post. And those are the headlines, that an Army reservist says he is being dropped for his full-time role due to posts on social media. No, the individual, if you read just three paragraphs in, is not being released because of social media posts. He's being released because he failed an IQ test. Okay? The individual is not smart. One of the things that the individual has been doing, this is Sergeant First Class Jonathan Estridge. He is on social media in his uniform making political comments regarding Israel, ICE, and many other things in his uniform. That is against the policy of the DOD. And that is a longstanding tradition. Even though social media is new, you are not allowed to make political messaging or any kind of messaging in your uniform. And you're not allowed to go against the commander-in-chief, just in general. But the other part, that if you read the articles way down, they kind of bury it in there. He also did a little something that should worry and concern everyone. And that is the fact that he was sharing websites and information about the ICE officers. And one of the websites he shared was a website for doxing, which, for those of you who don't know, means they're putting out the personal information and addresses and things like that of law enforcement officers in ICE, and also interfering with raids and information letting people know that ICE is in certain neighborhoods or that ICE is rolling out, which is impeding ICE officers from two things. One, performing their duties, and the second thing is putting them at risk. This is unbelievable that this individual thought that he could wear a uniform, do these things, share this information, and try to represent the government in one aspect and not the other. And it's hypocrisy at its finest, because whether you agree with the ICE agents or what they're doing or what they're rolling out, know that it is the law, that it is within their means to do what they are doing. They have the authority to do so. If it was turned the other way around, for instance, like the ISIS hit list, which I have several service members who were suffering from being on that list. This individual would not like it if his information was put out, if his livelihood and his family was endangered. And so I know that there's this rush to judge and say, no, that's not right, that he is being separated because of posts that he put on social media. It's not that he just posted something on social media. It's that he wore the uniform, which is against the policy. He also is endangering the lives of ICE agents, and he is also interfering with their ability to do their work, which they have the authority to do. If you did anything in the middle of a law enforcement investigation, that is illegal, just in general. right, if an officer is pulling somebody over and you get in the way or interfere with them detaining, arresting, or investigating that incident, you know, would be subject in certain cases to the law. And that's exactly what's happening here. He's losing his job. And anyone who doesn't understand that, and anyone who reads past the headlines, should be able to understand that easily. That you're not allowed, while you're in the United States military, in any capacity, to do those things while in uniform. And you're definitely not allowed to put out information of ICE officers in their homes and, you know, possibly inciting a riot or harm to them.
Yeah, what may be right under current judicial law may not be and is often not right under the UCMJ, which is exactly what you're pointing out here, that there's certain things you cannot do in uniform, certain stances you cannot take in uniform. If he would have did this in civilian clothes, not representing his military service at all, it would have been a different story, but that's not the case.
Right. Right. And, you know, I wish him the best of luck. I've seen service members being separated for far less. I'll be 100% honest with you. I'll give myself as an example. I got injured all in the line of duty while serving my country, and my injuries just kept gathering up, and it got to a point where I couldn't perform my duties. I had 10 days to be separated. I did nothing wrong. All I did was get injured from serving my country. Those injuries did not heal correctly, and so I was separated. That, no one cries for that. No one is out there fundraising on a GoFundMe page. Although I wish they did. That'd be cool. especially back then. To get me back in, no senators, you know, saying that they're going to march to the Capitol and, you know, stand on these issues for me being hurt and being separated. So I have zero sympathy for somebody who puts on the uniform, goes on social media, and does these activities. And neither should you.
There you go. Tommy, we're going to have to leave it there. If my listeners want to follow you, how can they do that?
You can always follow me on social media. I'm on TikTok, not in uniform, by the way. Facebook, Instagram, and on YouTube, at Tommy Marquez. Tommy, at Tommy Talks. You can find me there. Tommy Talks, Tommy Marquez Talks on YouTube. Thanks, Rob.
All right, Tommy, thanks for joining this week. We'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Absolutely.
All right.